Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Procol Harum bringing us back with a one from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Flaxington. Beverly D. Flaxington is the name on the books. Make Your Shift, also Self-Talk for a Calmer You. She is a business advisor to so many companies. She's the leader of the Collaborative. I'll get that out in a minute, Bev. I think that's right there. The Collaborative, the-collaborative.com is her website. She's also is an adjunct. Are you adjunct professor at Suffolk?
Yes,
adjunct professor at Suffolk U. Suffolk U outside of Beantown there. Beverly, thanks again for being here. Thanks for being a great member of our Brain Trust. In the previous segment, we talked about some of the things to do to get the most out of the people inside your four walls, within your organization. That's really important. As the CEO of your company, you hire people who are smart, don't you, Bev? You should be hiring smart people. Mm-hmm. And if you hide their smarts under a bushel, their light under a bushel, then you're just wasting everyone's time, and you're creating a lot of brain damage and casualty lists. So you got to figure out how to get their smarts out so you can use it. That's inside the four walls. Now, can we go outside the four walls? We have folks outside who we want to buy from and who we want to sell to.
This is an area that, my goodness, Jim, we could spend several shows on it, right? Because this comes to the essence of marketing and public image and how you're communicating. But I think the key lesson here that we want to communicate is the fact that you need to have a plan. Many times a firm will spend, even a small business will spend some time on its mission. You know, it will spend some time certainly putting a website together. But it's consistency of that message. And how can you communicate in a variety of ways so that your audience, whomever it may be, starts to have an image about who you are, what you can do, and how you can help them. So it's really that consistency of message, people associating you with something. And it's everything, Jim, as simple as, you know, creating some sort of a mailing list and sending out updates to, you know, looking for opportunities to talk to the community. But how is it that you, for whatever your business is about, can get your message spread and do it in a more consistent fashion?
Mm-hmm. And I like that you use consistent, because when you go outside your four walls, you know, inside the four walls, it's less scripted, it's less, you know, the conversation, the flow of information, a lot of jargon, maybe that's okay. You know, and a lot of, you know, a lot of, dialects, maybe even inside your four walls. Outside the four walls, whether it's the delivery person or the CEO, everybody should know the brand message, shouldn't they? Everybody should know what the company, and when I say brand message, I'm not talking about manipulated things. I'm talking about the focus the company wants to present, or the image the company wants to present to the public. What do you think?
So critical. And it's so common, you know, a lot of times, because we do a lot of marketing messaging work with small firms, and you know, we might interview, say there's even just two partners, Jim, or, you know, three or four people client-facing. Mm-hmm. You know, you interview them, and when you're not even hearing similar themes in the way they talk about what they do, why it's important, that differentiator, right, why it is that what you do is a little different from your nearest competitor, it's when you realize that the thought process of having that consistency, having a message for the market, making sure everybody knows it, and not that, and I think you nailed it, it's not that you want people to be repeating the same thing, and here's the three sentences on our website that we all say, but talking about it in normal conversation about what you do and why it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Well, for example, you know, you don't have to have, we're not talking about making Stepford employees, right? You know, we're talking about people who, your people know what the values of the company are, what your values are, what you stand for as an owner, as the leader of the company. And I like it. It's exciting to me when I hear an employee who's on their own representing the company, maybe, you know, maybe or maybe not, but whenever they talk about the company, it's clear that the leadership in that company have conveyed to their people what that company stands for. Because as a CEO of a small business, you can't do all that by yourself. You can't enter the marketplace and be the only standard bearer for your values. What do you think?
I do. And think about how, you know, you and I were talking about it earlier, you know, just the communication process and media and how the world has changed so much for small businesses. When you and I started, you know, we didn't have to worry about tweeting.
That's
and
right.
Keeping a LinkedIn page.
Carbon paper. So all I had to worry about was carbon paper.
Exactly. So, you know, the world's changed a lot, and there's a lot of chatter. There's a lot that people read about. They'll go and they'll Google a business. And
yep.
So, you know, everyone that we have working for us, and again, I don't care if you're a 2-person firm, a 10-person firm, a 50-person firm, or bigger, you do want everyone being passionate, knowing what you do, why you do it, so that when they're out there communicating with their own audience, it is a consistent message.
Yeah.
And it's a positive message about who you are and what you do. I think it's, you know, really dangerous, quite frankly, not to put an emphasis on this, mm-hmm. because there's a site where you can...
Beverly, I've got to stop you because I want to make sure we get your website one more time. Give it to us, please.
It's the word the, T-H-E, hyphen, collaborative.com.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.